The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
You got to be able to reach out to every player and in their way, and the best way to get them to be successful in what they're doing. And that's the type of guy Greg was. I mean, Greg has coached some of the greatest older quarterbacks in the league, but yet he's mentored some of the great young ones that were coming up in the league. And, you know, that's your job as a teacher. That's your role. I mean, to find out how you reach each and every person, that's the most important thing.
There's Gary Kubiak on with Nick and Cecil last night. Brandon Stokley sitting in for Stank. And the Broncos, the NFL community, really shocked and saddened by the passing of Greg Knapp. The longtime assistant was with the Jets most recently and was with the Broncos as a quarterbacks coach during the Super Bowl year. Did your paths ever cross?
Not on the football field, but I did have a chance to meet him around Peyton. So I met him a couple times, and you know you see the reports out there about just what kind of great guy he was, and that's my impression, my lasting impression was just how nice he was and outgoing he was, and so you know just meeting him a couple times, that's what I always remember about him. I never got to play on the same football team as he was coaching, but just really tragic and awful and sad all the way around, just really really sad.
I mean, you talk about somebody who literally nobody has a bad word to say. I mean, you know, people always speak kindly of people in this situation, but boy, the overflowing of positive things said about Greg Knapp really gives you some sense of who and what he was. Speaking of that, a little bit more next on The Morning Brew.
Greg always knew, whether it was a game, a practice, in the meeting room, he always knew what to say to you. Sometimes it might have been two or three words, and other times, you know, it might have been a couple sentences or a 15-minute sit-down. But he always knew what to say. He always knew how to get the most out of his quarterback, and he was a very special man.
Brock Osweiler, also on with Nick and Cecil. Good job, those
ball
guys.
Security is job security.
Yeah, yes, we love Brock for that. You think of the assistant coaches you had, college, in the pros. What makes them such a good, I guess, buffer between the head coach and you, the player?
I mean, that's what it is, really. You know, obviously you want assistant coaches to be able to coach you up and coach you on the X's and O's, and you have to be able to do that. But also you have to be able to relate to the guys, and you have to be able to, be firm and you know, but be fair. And you know, when you can walk that fine line of coaching guys hard, but also relating to the guys and being able to listen to those guys, I think that's when you figured it out. And so some coaches, you know, they have that, and some coaches don't. You know, it's all about just business. And as a player, that kind of goes right over your head, and you're just like, the coach that you can relate to, but also that can coach you hard. You know, those are the guys that you respect the most.
And they're the guys you probably were able to have a relationship with, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I still have a few in my life that I keep in touch with that from my NFL days. You think NFL business, right. Business, but it's more than that.
You spend too much time together, right?
Way too much time.
You have to be able to, every once in a while, just put the football aside and just talk about kids, talk about life.
That's it.
You have to have those.
And when
guys.
You have a coach like that, you know, it's more than just football. Not everybody's like that. But when you find one like that and find some like that, then it's more than just football.
Next on The Morning Brew.
We're still university oriented, college oriented. Get an education, give people a better chance to have an opportunity to be successful in the future. So there's a lot of questions around this that I think need to be answered, and I think there lies the answer.
Nick Saban talking about possible SEC expansion. Boy, it sure sounds...
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Sounds stoked like this Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC. It's now a matter of when. not if. I mean, this from all indications, this is a ball rolling downhill now. This is a rock rolling downhill. How do you feel about the idea of the SEC expanding and in the process probably wrecking the Big 12?
Yeah, well, and, you know, what will happen next? The Big 12 will scoop up a couple other universities from other conferences.
Or other Big 12 teams will bolt to
Big 10. And then the Big 12 is just gone.
Right.
So it's college football right now. It's crazy. It's the wild, wild west. You know, you got, you know, Nick Saban saying their quarterback's going to make $1 million this year. And you see all these other deals getting done. It's a wild, wild west. It's different. Nobody knows what it's going to look like. So I just like, I'm just sitting back. I don't like it. I don't like any of it. I like the way that it was.
What do you be more specific? What do you, 'cause I look at it, you know what? I mean, you know, the idea of, hey, you know, I got to stay loyal to a particular conference or a particular rivalry. Hey, I don't know. There's something about the idea. You start putting together a super conference that has all the best teams in college football all under one roof, so to speak. Hey, I like it.
No, I think that's the way we're going, where you're going to have 24 teams and yep. You know, all the major teams that really compete for the national championship in one under one umbrella, under one conference. I don't like the paying of the players and letting them. I think it just opens a can of worms. And, you know, now you're going to be able to be, you know, that's going to be the main recruiting tool, is how much money can you pay yep. the kid, and how much money can he make? And you'll be able to buy, if you have big boosters, you'll be able to buy national championships if you want to throw a ton of money at these kids. So I don't like the way it's going. I don't like that how open the transfer rule is. But the NCAA is screwed this thing up so much, you just look at it and say, oh, okay, well, I mean, this is where we were going because the NCAA has really screwed it up. But I like the way that it was, and it's changing. We'll see what it looks like in 5 years, Mike. I might look at it and say, I enjoy this. Or I might look at it like I feel now and say, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it as much.
It could get wild.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to get wild. There's no doubt about that. Next on the Morning Brew. The Olympics are underway. The opening ceremonies are happening today in Tokyo. Two-part question for you, Stoke. One, are you excited about watching the Olympics over the next few weeks? Two, do you think these games will actually go on?
I am excited. Always excited for the Olympics. Love watching people compete for the U.S. and pull for them. And, you know, stories that you haven't heard, you know, come up and you see these great accomplishments and athletes training for years to get to this moment. So I love the Olympics. It's a little bit different this year for me. It's kind of came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Usually there's a lot more of a buildup for me, and I haven't gotten that this year. And it's like, oh, the Olympics are here. Yes, I do. I do think the Olympics will get played, and they will finish the Olympics, and there won't be any cancellation.
Yeah, I have kind of the same feeling about the Olympics as I did about the NFL season last year. Too big to fail.
Yes, there you go.
It really is. There's just too much money involved to not get this thing done somehow, some way. We saw how the NFL did it. Hey, if it meant playing a game on a Wednesday, play the game on a Wednesday. Doesn't matter. If it means you play a game without a quarterback, fine. So be it. We're going to press through. And I think you'll see the same when it comes to the Olympics. Should be fun to watch. Hopefully we get a chance to watch the Americans do well. It starts today. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Cecil Lammy, we just referenced Nick and Cecil. Get some more observations from him. Their chats with Gary Kubiak and Brock Osweiler last night. Cecil joins us next.